Star Wars 7x7 episode 3584. Today is going to be our deep dive episode related to Flash Strike. That's episode 14 from season 3 of The Bad Batch. And yeah, I guess we're going to basically be talking about how this is all going to end. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you to, and especially to the patrons who help make this possible every single day with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. All right, this is our deep dive episode related to Flash Strike. That's episode 14 from season 3 of The Bad Batch, the penultimate episode in the series. And we'll start off by saying, what the heck is a Flash Strike? I have no idea what they actually meant by that title in this episode. I mean, going into it, there are a couple of options. Like, one of them could have been a natural weather event, like some sort of lightning storm that comes around every so often on Tantus, which would have been perfect for our heroes, would have played into their rescue in some, you know, very serendipitous way. Or it could have been a reference to how they were going to attack Tantus. Like, Flash Strike would be, you know, a plan 84 or something like that that we were going to learn about. But neither of those things materialized. So if you think you understand why the episode is called Flash Strike, I'd love to hear your theory. Comments on YouTube are right there. If you're catching this on Spotify, Q&A sections right there. Anywhere else, head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. For the second thing, I'll say that I think we have pretty well definitively set things up so that the cavalry is not coming from outside Wayland. Everybody who is going to be involved in this finale is already in place. And in one sense, that's unfortunate. It means we've seen the last of Fennec Shand and Fee Genoa and Asajj Ventress in this series. I was really looking forward to seeing them come back, but yeah, ultimately the fight is very personal and it is featuring all of the personally involved people right now. So ultimately it does kind of make sense. And besides, that whole line about the cavalry has arrived, that's actually something that Wrecker said. And according to Wikipedia, it was in the first episode where they appeared, which would have been the first episode of season 7 of the Clone Wars. But I swear I just watched that episode again to find the moment where he says it, and I can't find it in there. And yet I know that I have heard him say that line. I am 99.44% certain of it. But even though the cavalry is not coming from outside Wayland, we've already established the fact that the cavalry is actually in place on Wayland to begin with. We first talked about it in terms of the clone soldiers that are prisoners right now, but the Flash Strike episode revealed to us another bit of the cavalry, although it's a very wild card kind of situation, and that is the Zillow Beast. And for all we know, there may be more than one of them lurking in that facility. So we are pretty safe to gather that Omega's plan involves turning off whatever security protocols exist so that the Zillow Beast can run rampant and cover their escape. As a result, Echo and Dr. Carr are not going to have to do anything immediately with Omega and the M-Count kids, and so their next step would be, logically, to free the prisoners, because that's the other reason why the Bad Batch is there. It's not just for Omega, and certainly Omega doesn't want to leave without the rest of the clones. So yeah, that's where Echo and Dr. Carr will be headed. And then there's the issue of Rampart. So we saw Rampart get captured. He's going to be brought to Hemlock. They're going to have some snotty words back and forth. Hemlock doesn't really have anything to bargain with in this moment. I mean, everybody knows the Bad Batch is on Tantus. Nobody necessarily knows how they're going to try, or on Wayland. Nobody necessarily knows how they're going to try to infiltrate the facility, and it doesn't seem like they would have shared that with Rampart. So Rampart doesn't really have anything to offer Hemlock. Which means at this moment, Rampart only exists to be an obstacle in this final episode in some fashion, to create some additional difficulty for our heroes as they try to escape from Tantus. And they've kind of already set up the means for that to happen with his exchanges with Crosshair about them both having been betrayed and are loyal to no one, and Crosshair has said that he's basically loyal to Omega because Omega could have left him behind when she escaped and she didn't, and he figures he owes her. Now, I don't think that's transactional on Crosshair's part. I actually think there's genuine emotion behind it. But now we've set up an opportunity where Rampart can test Crosshair to see if Crosshair's loyalty to Omega really is, in fact, you know, a driving force, or whether Rampart, you know, can say, hey, nah, you know, you'll come with me or you'll help me out because you're like me, you're loyal to no one, and is going to find out the hard way that that's not the case. Ultimately, right now, my money is on the idea that the Bad Batch arrives at Mount Tantus just as Omega and the M-Count kids and Carr and Echo and all the clone prisoners are, you know, already escaped and at landing bays and are trying to figure out just how the heck they're going to get off of the planet before the Zillow Beast destroys everything. And as I've said before, if there's one character who absolutely needs to pay the price for all the evil that's been done, it's Dr. Hemlock, and I certainly hope the Zillow Beast is the one who gets to mete out that punishment by the end of the episode next week. So that's what I've got for you on our penultimate deep dive episode into Flash Strike. That's episode 14 from season 3 of The Bad Batch. How I think this is all going to end with the pieces that they've set up and the way they've set the board. But I'd love to know what you think. So YouTube, hey, comments are right there. Spotify, the Q&A section, anywhere else. Head over to the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. And that's going to do it for this episode of the show. If you enjoy the show, please leave ratings and reviews, hit like and subscribe and follow and comment and join buttons. Please tell friends that you know that this daily dose of joy exists for them, Star Wars fans anywhere around the world or around the corner from you. And if you really want to help support a show like this being put out every single day by an independent creator, then you could do that too, which would be really super awesome. That is over at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for this episode as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.